It's time to talk Valley Falls Dragons football on our locker room chats on 103.9 KNZA. Head coach Wyatt Hofstra joins us now. And, well, Coach, you look back at last week. You knew going in Clifton Clyde was a very good opponent. Your guys played extremely tough, but ultimately Clyde just too much in the end. So what did you see? What went wrong in that game against Clyde?
I wouldn't necessarily say anything went wrong. I think that we played pretty well. I don't think by any means we had a bad game. I think we showed up ready to play. We did some really good stuff, and we adjusted some things on the fly and reacted and we stayed calm. And I think it was a game there till about the end of the third quarter, and then we started kind of fading with endurance and a couple guys getting banged up in the fourth. They started hanging it, but I mean, it was 14-6 them in the first, and then it was they scored two in the second, and so it was 28-6, and then we had scored to bring it to 28-12 with 2-point looming, but I was called back for holding. So, I mean, you know, I think that we were in the ball game there up to that point. I think we're competing, and then the good teams have endurance and know how to win in the fourth quarter, and that's what they did to us.
So did you look at that as a very good gauge for your guys just to kind of see where they were at going up against a good program and a good team like Clifton Clyde was? Did you feel like that was a pretty good gauge for you to see where your guys were at in the program?
Yeah, I think so. I think that we knew going in Clifton Clyde is the team to beat in our district. They have been the last about 3 or 4 years. But I think that similar to going into the Chase County game that we played a couple weeks prior, I think that it was a good, let's see where we're at. Let's see what we can do. You know, there's always a chance to win a ball game in any sport and any level. So let's go in and compete and see what we can come out with. Worry about our responsibilities and let the cards fall. But yeah, I think we played far better in this game than we did against Chase County. That Chase County game, we did not look well, and I think that we were nervous and freaked out. And so I think that, like I said, that helped us going into this Clifton Clyde game, was that we, you know, were comfortable, and you know, you get down two, and the score stayed the whole time through the third. But we didn't panic, and we settled in. We just, you know, failed to convert some fourth downs and stalled out a few times.
Look ahead to this week. Now you're going to go on the road to a pretty good Burlingame team. But, Coach, while we have a chance, I know yesterday you went into Salina and had a new schedule for next year. You guys are going to make the move from the 8-man level back to the 11-man game. So I just kind of want to get your thoughts on just how yesterday went and as far as making the switch now to 11-man as well.
Yesterday was awesome, personally. We heard horror stories. This is my first time going. And Rod Bundy, he's been here a long, long, long time. And he was telling me it's like Wall Street for football in Kansas. And so I was envisioning, you know, tables flipping and people going crazy and screaming, hollering, you know, like fires getting started or something. But it really wasn't too bad. It's kind of comparable, I thought, to like feeding goldfish at the zoo. And you drop all the food in the pond and everybody just goes crazy. They hand that paper out. And everybody gets to district and goes to town. But we were pretty well set up. We fell into a pretty local, nearly league-centered here in the NEK district. So we've got Oski and Clouth, JCN, Mission Valley, and St. Mary's. And then we, going in, you know, kind of wanted to keep to a league schedule, so we got Effingham and Horton, and then filled in with Troy. So everything stayed pretty local. The most exciting part is that, you know, it's shorter drives than 8-man. And then two is that we can have a league schedule again and, like, you know, league awards and get league recognition for our guys and stuff. So that'll be pretty cool.
I know everybody's looking forward to that coming up next year, but you look ahead here to this year, you got another big game coming up this week as you'll travel to Burlingame. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back. This is the Valley Falls Dragons Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Valley Falls Dragons Locker Room Chat with head coach Wyatt Hofstra, brought to you by Country Harvest Alpha Market and Heinen Repair. And, well, Coach, you look ahead now to this week. You had the tough game against Clifton Clyde last week, another really good program and a good opponent, and this week on the road at Burlingame. Just what do you look at here with this matchup with Burlingame?
Well, to be honest with you, this is the one we had struggled at the beginning of the year. One of my goals going in was to beat Burlingame. I thought that it's going to be going in, I knew Clifton Clyde was going to be Clifton Clyde, and then I thought that second place in the district was going to be a toss-up, and I think it was just who could play the best ball out of a couple of these decent teams here after them. So right now we're both tied 1-1 in the district, with also 0 point differential. So tied for third, behind Clifton Clyde and Donovan West as it stands. And it's their homecoming, so I know that they're going to be locked and loaded and loud, and people are going to be there, and I just am really excited for my guys. I think that we've had a pretty good week of practice, and we are primed and ready, and I think coming off that Clifton Clyde game has taught us several good reminders and things to think about going in to another good team and show up and play from first snap.
Well, Coach, certainly wish you the best of luck against the Berlin game coming up on Friday, but thank you so much for taking the time. Certainly appreciate it today. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Wyatt Hofstra, head coach of the Valley Falls Dragons, joining us on our locker room chats. They're brought to you by Country Harvest Apple Market and Heinen Repair on FM 103.9 KNZA.